I'm visiting with Jimmy Long from Coal Camp, Missouri. And Jimmy, you participated in a producer panel we had here at this NAMA boot camp. First of all, just tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do.
I'm a cattle buyer and a cow-calf operator from Coal Camp, Missouri. We run about 100 head of mama cows just south of Ionia, Missouri. Buy cattle for a living for major feed yards and backgrounders and ranchers all over the Midwest and Western states. Have wife that works at Bothwell's radiology department, and I have two boys that go to Coal Camp school.
Wonderful. Well, here at this NAMA boot camp, we're kind of trying to figure out what are the ways that are most effective at marketing or providing information to folks like you who are in the farming community. What were some of the things or thoughts you shared with them today?
I explained to them that we do a lot of radio ads catch my ear if it makes sense, and are really nice, catchy ads. Colorful mailings or colorful ads in a magazine catch my eye. Internet, I do a lot of research and stuff. We went to State Fair just last week and looked at a piece of equipment. Looked through several pieces of equipment, made our decision what we were going to buy from that. Went home and then researched it on the internet, pros and cons, what people had, you know, had sent in, what they thought of the piece of equipment, and kind of made our decision from that what we were going to buy.
How about when it comes to a topic that's real big in our area right now, and that's mobile technology, i.e., smartphones and maybe even some of these new tablets like the iPad. Do you use those or see those as a tool to get information, stay informed, maybe even interact with others?
I have a smartphone, and I really like it. It keeps me informed of what's going on. I can pull up the markets, see what the board's doing, see what the trade is, check on the weather. Big deal for me. I'll get on, watch the radar when there's a storm coming in. Get a lot of emails, a lot of texts. Probably our smartphones, the biggest deal, like the tablet deal. Do not have one yet, but would love to have one. I think they're really going to be the thing. They're little. You can do a lot with them, and you stick them in your briefcase. They don't take up a lot of room.
So I know that you had a question and answer here. Was there anything that was asked that you thought was kind of stood out as, well, I wonder why they wanted to know that, or surprised that they would want to know that? Anything that kind of...
Not really. I did notice and was surprised a lot of them didn't have as much ag background as I thought they would do. I had a little girl come up just now from Iowa, believe it or not, and said she worked for one of the big drug companies in the cattle pharmaceutical side, and she had no ag background at all, wanted to come job shadow with me and try to learn some stuff about the industry. And, you know, it really surprised me that you would think coming from that part of the world there would be, everybody would know about ag culture. But, you know, I'm surprised how many people were here that really didn't know what ag culture was. They just went to journalism school and landed a job in the ag segment, and it was real surprised me.
Well, that's part of why everything started with an actual farm tour yesterday, because there's nothing that replaces the experience of being out on a farm. You sure aren't necessarily getting the exact portrayal of that in the media today, if you know what I mean.
I was really shocked. Nobody in this audience asked any of us if we ever anything about DTN. That really shocked me. I figured somebody would say something, ask a question. You know, I finally mentioned DTN, but nobody mentioned, and that's been the lifeline of agriculture media for years, and a lot of that stuff comes into the livestock markets, elevators. They trade with what DTN, and nobody in this room mentioned DTN, and I was surprised that there wasn't. You know, that is the source of all the markets you get, you know, and trade off of is their real-time updates and stuff.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, thank you so much for sharing with me, and good to meet you here at the NAMA boot camp. Jimmy Long from Coal Camp, Missouri, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.